How about the university's physical assets? After you settled in and had a chance to become familiar with the campus, did you see some capital projects in need of attention?
Well, they had already started one. We just opened a brand new student residence hall, our first in 40 years. And then, of course, the new science building came online, which I saw when I came out for my campus visit in February. It's called the Campus Beautiful, and there's a reason for that. The architectural team that designed those buildings across along Lancaster Avenue, that Georgian kind of neoclassical style, I think is beautiful. And then you take that and you mix it in with some of the architecture that wasn't quite so pretty during the 60s and 70s, and trying to make kind of the functionality of it all fit together. We've talked and stated unequivocally that science phase two is going to be our top priority. We have some aims of improving our student housing. We'd like to build a new model school. Our athletic facilities, I've always said that athletics is the front porch to a campus, what draws a lot of people to campus. And we do need to improve some of those facilities, especially as we consider maybe a move up to a different level of competition. So, yes, there are some needs. Like every campus, we also face some what we call deferred maintenance. There's some buildings that have been around for a while. You know, my office is housed in the Coates Building, which was built in the 1920s. They're beautiful, old, stately buildings, but they also do need some attention.
Given your record for successful fundraising, do you have any ideas for Eastern? I know, for example, you once ran a marathon, I think, for a snow college, raised some cash there. Might do that here.
Well, my marathoning days may be over, but funny story, the lightning struck our scoreboard at Snow College and completely, I mean, just fried the motherboard or whatever it's called. And so I went out and raised money. We raised $50,000 pledges for every mile from friends. And I don't think I'll go to that extreme now. I think my marathoning days have come to an end. But there are some things that we need to focus on. With state budgets declining, the importance at a place like ours where we don't do a lot of sponsored research, sure, we have a little bit, but we're not UK, we're not U of L. So private dollars really come into an important, play an important role at a place like ours. So we just hired a new vice president for development, Michael Eastman, who I think is just the right fit for what we need. He's had extensive experience with campaigns, major gifts, corporate foundation relations, annual fund. And we'll launch here in the next little while a campaign that speaks to what our core function is as an institution. You know, campaigns and fundraising help you do a few things, but one of the most important is it helps you define what really is important to you. If you say scholarships are important, that's great, but if you actually go out and raise money and fund those scholarships, that makes it even more important.
EKU recently built a significant regional performing arts center. There have been some fairly serious bumps in the road since it opened, but a new executive director is now in place. And the future lies before him and for you. What's your vision, not only for that facility, but for EKU's role in the arts in general?
We hope imbue some excitement into the place, also feed some private dollars economically into restaurants and hotels and all that sort of thing. The center itself is spectacular. I mean, it's a great space, and we've got a solid program. Joel Alberts is our new director. He's got, I think, a good vision of what the center can do. We need to do even more to bring the school kids. I envision school buses unloading those kids and having them go maybe through a matinee performance or a kind of a master class, if you will, with the musicians or the performers before an evening performance. And getting the community to realize that this isn't about well-heeled people being able to afford shows. We need to make shows affordable and accessible to the people of our area, because it is, as you know, it's a community partnership with Madison County, with the city, and with the university, and it's a wonderful, wonderful asset to have.